Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers is promoting renewable energy in the state. He spoke just yesterday at an energy summit in Madison. However, a Republican legislator says that any expansion of electricity generation from sources like solar or wind should be driven by the market. WUWM Innovation reporter Chuck Kornbach has the story.
Governor Evers spoke to an annual conference held by the group Renew Wisconsin. He's the first Wisconsin governor to do so. Evers says it's time to change state agency attitudes about renewables.
For too long, we've been kicking the can down the road as it relates to science and innovation in this area.
Evers says Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes is also a huge supporter of energy independence and will help coordinate the state's efforts. Former Governor Scott Walker rarely publicly spoke about climate change, and his administration ordered some references to the topic scrubbed from state websites. But Evers told hundreds at the Renew conference that he has a different view.
Climate change is real, and it's an imminent threat to our state and our economy here in Wisconsin. We have to do more to incorporate science into those decisions and to our work.
Renewable energy supporters say more use of wind, solar, and other sources can reduce reliance on fossil fuels such as coal and natural gas. Burning of fossil fuels contributes to global warming. But solar energy, and to a smaller extent, wind power, grew in Wisconsin during the 8 years of the Walker administration. At a panel following Evers' remarks, Republican Representative Mike Kuglich of New Berlin said he wants to make sure electricity generated from renewables is reliable and affordable, and expansion is driven by the free market.
And it's to a point where we don't need the government mandates anymore saying you have to do this.
Some other states have set higher renewable energy requirements than Wisconsin, and some environmental groups have proposed boosting Wisconsin's goal. Others, like Democratic State Representative David Crowley of Milwaukee, are at least hoping for a more targeted expansion of renewables.
Especially being in a community here in the city of Milwaukee, where there are many low-income folks who wouldn't have the opportunity to pay for it.
The State Public Service Commission remains controlled by Republican appointees. Their thoughts on adding renewables may get a closer look in a couple of cases this year involving large solar projects planned by electric utilities. Chuck Kornbach, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.